Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dudes. Nice try, dude.
Catch you later, cop dudes.
Dude.
War, dude.
Dude.
It is 100 Yards with Adam and Matt. I'm Matt Murphy.
I'm Adam Cole.
Oh, back. Week two of football.
It's going by quicker than I would have anticipated or hoped.
In the books.
In the books, yes, but I wanted to slow down a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I want to savor it.
We only have 14 more weeks left.
I know.
That's crazy. All right, so let's go ahead and get it out of the way. Last week's predicted that I was going to probably get, you know, I was going to lose bad or win big.
Well, you kept picking the opposite.
I thought I was going to luck up or something. Wrong.
You did on one or two occasions.
Yeah. And that made it presentable. I mean, because otherwise you would have had me by like what, five games
at
instead
least,
of three?
At least.
All right. So the first week we were both 11-5 with our picks. We both got 11 right, 5 wrong. The second week, Adam knocked it out the park. He was 13-3 last week, and I was 10-6. So you have me by 3 games as of right now. He's in the lead with 3 games right now. So what are we going to get into right now? This week.
I mean, we were going to cover Thursday night's game, the primetime games, a couple other things.
But you said something about Tyrod Taylor.
Let's talk about that since you have no clue I'm even talking about.
He didn't play. First of all, the rookie came in. Oh, my gosh.
Justin Herbert. He showed up.
He did. He outplayed Mahomes, my homeboy.
So I said this to my roommate, and I mean, I'm sitting here saying I don't want to be put on record of this, but we're recording it.
Yeah.
But he was a fifth-round pick out of Michigan.
Wow, another Tom Brady.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
Oh, boy.
Seeing how he performed, coming in because of a random injury.
I just threw up in my mouth.
That's exactly the words that came out of... Not, I just threw up in my mouth, but that's exactly the words that just came out of my mouth when I was talking to my roommate about it. That might be another Tom Brady.
No, please.
Just look at the circumstances
and
how he performed.
Yes, off of an injury.
He almost beat the Chiefs.
Yeah. Wow. So, okay, that game was awesome, by the way. I thought they were going to win.
That was a fantastic game.
I was like, and then they let my homeboy come back in the end.
Yeah, once the Ravens started taking away on Houston, I started flipping over to Red Zone and watching a little bit more of that game.
So... what happened to Tyrod? They said it was chest pains. What happened and how?
So he had a punctured lung from his own team doctor.
What?
So his own team doctor was giving him an injection for, I guess, his cracked ribs, bruised ribs, whatever issue he had going on with his ribs.
Yeah.
And apparently it's a semi-common thing. We had someone write into the show, Wes's show, and tell us that it's a semi-common occurrence that this happens when delivering this type of injection.
Oh.
But he essentially missed his mark and punctured Tyrod's lung.
Oh, so did some of the injection go into his lungs, too?
Oh, that I don't know. And
oh,
I mean,
boy.
I don't know if that's really how harmful that would be, if anything. But
so it wasn't as... he wasn't having heart problems. It was something.
No. Okay. It was just, I mean, he was having
trouble
breathing. I mean, I've had a cracked rib before.
Yeah.
And I mean,
that's no fun.
No, it hurts to breathe.
Especially when you
cough. If you cough, if anyone tries to make you laugh, like you're angry at people that make jokes. Like even if it's funny, it's like, dude, just don't do that around me.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't his heart. But what's up with that doctor? Is he still working there?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
So the question that I proposed was, if this is a semi-common occurrence with this type of injection, and this type of injection is, they've used it multiple times over the NFL, throughout the NFL. Has this happened before? And it just hasn't been a QB. It just hasn't been a big name,
a
semi big name
player.
Yeah. Has it happened before to their right guard?
Yeah.
Or a random safety?
I'm pretty sure it did.
Or a defensive end, and they were sitting on the bench, and there was no big news about it, but the same exact thing happened.
Yeah, because if you're not a quarterback,
yeah.
So, quarterbacks are the league right there.
I want to see some kind of statistic on that.
I'm going to have to do some research tonight. So that's what happened with that.
Thank you
for enlightening me with the whole Tyra. And they said he's going to start this week?
No. The Herbert's going to start again.
Okay. Oh,
no,
dude.
Tyrod's not coming back, at least
for
another week.
Man, that dude put on a show, bro.
Yeah.
I was thinking they were going to win. I was like, oh, this is going to be one hell of an upset. And then my homeboy came back.
I was waiting for it.
I love my homeboy because my son, my youngest son, looks like my homeboy, Julian.
He does.
He looks like Patrick, my homeboy. All right, so.
With his hair.
Yeah. What are we going to get into? We're going to get into the primetime games or?
Yeah, let's talk about this primetime game.
Tomorrow
night,
Miami and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Did the Jaguars win a game, though?
They did. They
They're 1-1. Both teams are. Wait a minute.
Yeah, they won their first game.
Did Miami win their first game?
No, Miami has lost both games.
0-2. So I'm predicting Miami. Here I go again.
No, I'll take Jacksonville. They're at home. They're not nearly as bad as everyone had predicted them to be. I'm getting pretty spot on with what I was saying, that the Giants were Cincinnati of last year.
Yeah, it looks like they are.
They're just falling apart.
They lost wow, we're going to have to talk about that whole situation with the
injuries
field.
Across the league. Just
and that
all
field,
that.
The Jets field, it took out like four players.
Yeah, they
five.
Said they said it was too sticky. That was their complaint. I don't know what that means, but you could also see, I noticed just from watching on TV, there are a lot more of those pellets
popping up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know you always see that with the artificial turf, but they were kicking way up.
Especially
off the
on that field.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one thing that I noticed. I mean, before they even mentioned that the players were saying something about the turf, I was like, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. We lost Zach Banner, our starting right tackle, Boza, their running back, their quarterback from the 49ers, and then another defensive tackle. That's five people, bro.
Yeah, that's five people between two teams, though.
Yeah, but on the same field, though, in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And San Francisco has to go back and play the Giants now.
If I was a player, I'd be really, really anxious about playing on that field again.
Yeah. So San Francisco actually they didn't travel back because they had to.
Oh yeah, they
come back.
Stay there, yeah.
Right. So they stayed at the Greenbrier in West Virginia.
Oh wow, right up the road.
Yeah. But when Bosa got injured, right? And Solomon Thomas, they both got injured and they needed an MRI. So all right, back up. First of all, when they were trying to come from the West Coast over to play this game in MetLife against the Jets, their plane got hit on the runway before they got in it, but got hit on the runway and caused a six-hour delay.
Oh, my gosh.
So the 49ers got into New York, into their hotel at like 4 a.m. on Saturday.
Mm.
Did whatever they had to do, did their practice, their walkthroughs, all that stuff. Players get injured. Multiple players get injured.
Yeah.
They're trying to get an MRI for Solomon Thomas and Nick Bosa. And the mobile MRI unit breaks down on the way to the Greenbrier. So it takes an extra day for them to get their MRI results.
That's why it took so long.
Yes, yes. Everyone was like, what's taking so long? What's taking so long? That's what happened.
So they're done for the season.
They're done for the season.
Now, the quarterback and their running back may come back.
Garoppolo will come back. Not this next week, but I think they said like 2 to 3 weeks.
And what's that running back name?
Raheem Mostert.
Yeah. And he'll be back soon or within the year.
Yeah.
And then you had Zach Banner, who's done for the season.
Christian McCaffrey.
Wow.
Saquon Barkley.
Oh, man.
Pretty much majority of people's first round fantasy draft picks.
So preseason, maybe? You know, getting some of that preseason work.
Well, yeah,
out
that's a huge factor.
Some of that offseason stuff that you couldn't stretch and get those.
Yeah,
no one has hit anyone. Yeah,
like I really liked how Michael Robinson put it when we had him on the show last week. Basically, you know, you play in high school, you play in college, you might get knocked every now and then. You might get hit with a big ass hit every now and then. And the NFL,
it's not every now and again.
They're trying to run through you.
Yeah.
They're not just trying to take you down. They're trying to keep on moving as if you're not there.
There, yeah.
It's full force, full power, 110%, every single play, every single down.
And it's like, the top athletes from all over. Like in high school and college, you get maybe some of the top athletes.
They're literally beating themselves up. They're literally almost not caring about their bodies and just throwing their bodies into these situations.
With reckless abandon.
Like Mo. We had an interview with Mo. Mo Ali Cox.
Yeah.
Like he was talking about his recovery. He's like, yeah, you know, the night after a game, depending on if you won or lost, you might not feel it. The next morning, dude.
He was like,
you have to physically force yourself to get out of bed.
Oh, man.
Like, he's like, you do not want to move, but you know you have to.
And they only have a couple days turnaround?
They practice in pads on Wednesday.
And that's why they get paid the big bucks.
Yeah.
There. Man, that's crazy. Well, that was interesting information about the whole situation with the 49ers.
Yeah, I didn't know all of that until earlier this week.
Adam's dropping knowledge. I mean, he dropped Tyrod Taylor knowledge.
Wes was bugging me about the update, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And then we finally got an update from Fox Sports about the MRI, the mobile MRI unit, and both of us, okay.
That makes sense.
Because I was scanning all over the internet, why can I not find this? Every other injury update, but I can't find this one.
That was West Virginia, not Virginia, right?
Right.
Okay, let's get that straight. Not where we are right now.
No. Greenbrier, West Virginia.
West Virginia. Okay, so we pick Miami. I pick Miami. You pick Jacksonville for the Thursday night game.
Yeah.
All right, and then the Rams and Bills, that's a Sunday game.
But they're both 2-0. Someone's still going to be undefeated, and someone will no longer be.
Where is this game? I think they might have some fans in the stand there. The Rams and Bills.
It's in Buffalo. They won't have any fans. But
I'm going with the Rams.
No.
You're going to go with the Bills?
Buffalo.
All right.
I think it'll be high scoring. I think it'll be close.
Adam's going with Buffalo. I'm going with the Rams. So that's two where we are on opposite sides. Wow. What about the Packers and Saints Sunday night football?
Ooh. I'm not sure. Drew Brees kind of was a little disappointing on Monday night.
They ran into a buzzsaw.
The Raiders really showed out. Like Derek Carr was like, I think the stat was like 9 of 10 on third downs.
Yeah.
Like that's crazy. Like that's just okay. Third down, no problem.
I don't even know who to pick, man, because the Saints just lost. Okay, so they're playing at home, and they're going to have fans there this week at 25% capacity. Now, the question is, with 25% capacity, are they still going to be able to pipe in the crowd noise like they do at some stadiums, too?
I think they will, just not as much.
Okay. Wow. So, you know what?
Because they're still going to compensate.
I'm going with the Saints. It's going to be one hell of a game. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game because that daggone dude, Aaron Rodgers is on fire.
Yeah. So I'm like, I was looking through the injury report for each team and just trying to, you know, debate back and forth. I'm going to take the Packers.
All right. Wow. You're going to whoop my ass next week again. So Adam's going with the Packers, all right? And I already know who you're going with this. The next game.
Oh, yeah.
Adam is going with the Ravens. So you have the Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs. Adam's going with the Ravens. I'm going Kansas City.
It's our first time in four seasons, I believe. Yeah. Three, four seasons that we have been able to play Kansas City in Baltimore.
On a Monday night. And now the question is, are the Ravens going to have some fans there?
No.
No fans?
No.
Damn. All right, so I'm going to go with Kansas City. You're going to go with the Ravens, obviously.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Those are our prime time games, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You like how I tried to enunciate the word Baltimore for you?
Baltimore?
If I just say it, Baltimore, but...
the Ravens.
If I have to purposely enunciate it.
So you think they're going to win? How close do you think the game's going to be?
Oh, it's going to be a hell of a close game.
Okay.
I think, I'm wondering, not I think.
You guys
I'm
have some injuries.
Yeah, so do they. Everybody does right now.
Yeah.
But I'm curious if it won't be OT number two for the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, they did have an overtime.
Yeah. So I'm curious just because... Ooh, man.
It's going to be close. I think the Chiefs are going to... You guys, was that your starting cornerback, the guy that got hurt, or was that...
Tavon Young?
Yeah.
No. I don't think he was a...
Is he a slot corner or something? He was...
Yeah, he was...
Because now you have to bring the old dude
back.
He
wasn't...
Jimmy Smith or something?
Yeah, I like Jimmy Smith better.
He's coming back.
I like Jimmy Smith
better. So y'all are down a corner. So that means y'all going to have to take the guy that was the fourth cornerback... And move him up to third.
He was the nickel, I believe.
All right. Yeah, Kansas City. That's what I'm going with. All right. I'm secretly thinking Kansas City going to. I think Kansas City is going to win, but I'm secret. Oh, I can't even say it.
Secretly rooting for the Ravens.
Yeah, because I'm about tired. No, boy. I want Kansas City to win because I don't want my Steeler brothers to hear me say. You know, I don't really. You know what? The hell with it. I'm saying that Kansas City's going to win, but I secretly want the Ravens to win. Honestly. I mean, I respect the Ravens.
Just to see the Chiefs get beat?
Yeah.
That's fair.
I don't want to see them go undefeated. So, there you go. I think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win, but I want the Ravens to win. I think the Chiefs are going to win, but I want the Ravens to win.
You do understand, regardless... Whichever, if the Chiefs don't win and you know, oh, they're no longer have a chance of being undefeated, we're one step closer.
Yeah, but in the back of my mind, I'm thinking you guys got to play us twice. And as long as Ben is healthy, I think we got a chance. So that. And then y'all schedule.
Okay, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So there it is right there.
I am beyond excited for Monday night.
I cannot wait. Hopefully I can get out of here early. Well, the game doesn't start till like 8:20-ish.
Like
I'll be out of here, hopefully. Knock on wood. I'll be out of work by then.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure that I have everything done.
Are you going to wear your stuff before or after? You wear Raven stuff pretty much every day.
Yeah, I wear sports stuff, I feel like, in general, kind of on the regular. But I will definitely be... sporting either my Calais Campbell or my Lamar Jackson jersey.
You know, for the record, I think Adam would probably, matter of fact, I'm pretty sure you would be at this game had it not been for COVID.
I would have been at this game. Yeah, we go to one game per year, my dad and I, and as soon as the schedule comes out every year, we both text each other and we're like, which game? You know, there was no which game this year. Both of us texted each other and we were
Kansas City.
The Chiefs.
Yeah.
Like, we have to. And
so your dad's a Ravens fan, too.
Oh, yeah. Born and bred.
Nice.
Grew up in Bel Air, which is like suburbs, I guess you could say, northern suburbs of Baltimore.
Steeler fans, we call your team a derogatory word, the Ratbirds. But I do have respect for the Ravens, way more respect than I do for New England. Okay, so we were supposed to pick our conference winners, right?
Conference championship.
Conference championships. All right, Adam, I'm going to let you go first with your conference championship teams.
Okay. AFC championship. It's the Monday night game for this week. Chiefs, Baltimore. I believe there will be a rematch.
Where do you think it's going to be played, though?
Ooh.
Kansas City or Baltimore?
Ooh. I think that depends on Monday night, so I'm going to say Baltimore.
Okay. All right, so.
I think that's the tiebreaker between them.
I already know what my prediction is going to be. If what you say is true, I think the team with the home field that's playing at home is going to win.
Oh, yeah. Which is why I think we have a better shot this year, because in the past, I mean, they've been close games every time. They've been fantastic games every time. And the Chiefs have pulled out just like they did against the Chargers in the last minutes of the game.
So you're going with conference championship, the AFC, Ravens, Chiefs?
Yes.
Huh.
NFC, Saints.
NFC.
And Seattle.
Huh. How about that? All right. So mine, an AFC, you had one team right that I agree with you with. This is going to be in a championship game. I think it's going to be the Steelers and the Ravens in the AFC championship.
Huh.
So you was right about one team. And then in the NFC, we agree again on one team. I think it's going to be Seattle and Tampa Bay. Because after the showing, I was thinking it was going to be maybe the Saints. But I saw their showing against the Las Vegas. And remember I said they might drop it. They're going to drop a game somewhere. I thought it was going to be Tampa Bay, but it turned out it's actually Seattle. I mean, the Saints. So I'm going to go with the NFC champion. The conference championship game is going to be between Seattle and Tampa Bay.
See, I think after seeing the performance of the Saints and the performance of the Buccaneers, I agree with you that they're going to drop a couple, but I think they're both going to drop a couple. Like, the Saints dropped that one, but I think the Bucs will drop a couple. I think the Bucs. I mean, I know last week on this thing I said they're getting the hang of themselves.
Yeah.
But I said my bold prediction was that they make it to the Super Bowl, but who?
So you're sticking with Seattle and the Saints?
Yeah, I'm sticking with it. I'm sticking with it.
And I'm going with
Tampa. So my bold prediction is blown out of the water at this point.
Is it? Wait a minute.
And according to my own predictions.
What was your bold prediction?
My bold prediction was that the Buccaneers get to the Super Bowl. Oh, if I'm saying that the Seattle and the Saints, that's out of the picture.
Yeah. Well, you can still stick with mine for the NFC. I mean, I think it's going to be Tampa and Seattle as of right now. Can we change these later after the halfway point?
Yeah, let's do like a week 7 mulligan or something.
Okay,
like that.
All right. Yes, let's do that.
So, or week 5. Week 7's too far in. Let's do like a week 5 mulligan.
Mulligan.
All right. Well, I guess that's it for this week. That's all the time we got.
Thanks a lot for joining us. By the way, thanks for listening to our podcast.
Yes, thank you. And now it can be found at thefanrichmond.com.
Yes. We're fan official. What's that
moving
website
again?
Moving
up in the world. Thefanrichmond.com.
Awesome.
Also on Spotify, all those other places, but we are on thefanrichmond.com. So next week, we'll cover whatever crazy news comes down the wire like we had this week about the 49ers and Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor.
So who knows what will occur before the next podcast, but we'll cover that. Let's see. We got the Broncos-Jets primetime next week. We'll see what's up with that. And Falcons-Packers is the Monday night game next week, so we'll talk about that too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.